Hey, Amid Beis, closer to the top of the page. Rav Huna said a statement. Chuppah is kain. That you can, don't think there's kasher, shtar, and bia to do kedushin with. So Rav Huna said, then for sure chuppah should work. What's chuppah? You go under the chuppah, or yichud, whatever. And he says, if kedushin kasher cannot allow a woman who's marrying a kain to eat truma, yet kasef could be good for kedushin, chuppah that allows the woman to eat truma, because now she's married to the kohen, for sure chuppah should be good. So the Gemara says no, because min hatayra ula says just with kedushin of money a girl could eat truma. Okay, so the Gemara 5b1.
That's got a different book. I don't see any Rabbi
Hunas
on this
thing. No. I'm just Rabbi talking Hunas. Openly. Oh. So the Gemara says, if money is good to do kedushin, then for sure chuppah should be good. So Gemara says, no, money is stronger than chuppah. Why? Because money, you could be paid the hegdish. You could redeem hegdish. And chuppah does not redeem hegdish. So maybe money is good for kedushin because money is very powerful. Money could redeem hegdish, but chuppah can't. So Mar says, okay, bia will prove it. What does bia show? Bia cannot pay the hegdish, yet kedushin is good with bia, with intimacy. So you see that the fact that it can redeem hegdish is not a reason why kedushin should be good, because bia is good for kedushin, even though it cannot be paid there. Okay. So Gemara says, yeah, but bia is good for yibum. Right? So maybe, you know why bia is good for kedushin? Because bia is good for yibum. How do you know chuppah is good though for kedushin? So Gemara says, okay, we're going to use kesef and bia. Kesef and bia, okay, are good for kedushin, yet it's not strong enough to complete that the woman can live with the husband, right? So chuppah that allows the woman to live with the husband for sure is good. Okay? So the Gemara says, we learn out according to Rav Huna, chuppah is kaina from bia and kasef. Okay? So Gemara says no. And this is where we're going to start. The bottom of the first column. Oh, well, two, four, six, seven lines to the top of Hey Amid Beis. So Gemara says, but Malat Sada Shava Behen Shekena Nasa Meruba. But there's an advantage of Kesef and Bia over Chuppah. Why? Kesef is enjoyment, Bia is enjoyment, Chuppah isn't. So maybe Kesef and Bia could be good for Kedushin because there's Anah. But Chuppah doesn't have Anah. So there's a certain uniqueness that Kesef and Bia have that Chuppah doesn't have. So how could you learn out that if Kesef and Bia are good for Kedushin, Chuppah is for sure good? Maybe not. Maybe you know why Kesef and Bia are good for Kedushin? Because there's Hanah, there's enjoyment. But Chuppah, there's no enjoyment. So the Gemara answers, Shtar Yechiach. Okay, there's a din of Kedushin, you could do with a Shtar. Right? You write on the paper, I'd happen Kedush Yisli and give it to her. By shtar, there's no hana. Right? And nevertheless, shtar is good for kedushin. So then chuppah would be good. So Gemara said, but malay shtar shekei meitzi bevas Yisrael. But shtar is more powerful than chuppah. Because shtar, you can use as a get. And chuppah is not good as a get. So Gemara says, okay, kesef bia yechiach. So now we're going to use all three together. In other words, like this is the way we started explaining it last week, in the way a Kal Vachomer could work with a Tzad HaShava. Okay? You want to learn out Din A from Din B. Okay? A Kal Vachomer. If Kasef is good for Kedushin, but cannot allow the woman to live with the husband, Chuppah for sure, which allows the woman to be with the husband, for sure is good for kedushin.
So Gemara in two different stages.
Yeah, but Rav Huna wants to hold just like bia, you can use for kedushin, And then you still can't do another B until they're married. Right? So Rav Huna holds, you know what? You could do chuppah for kedushin, and then a year later you do chuppah for marriage. So that's what Rav Huna holds. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Where are we going to learn? What's the Kavah Chaymer? So he says, Madar Kesef. What if Kesef? That does not allow the woman to live with the man. It says kedushin. Yet, it's good for kedushin. Chuppah is more powerful than Kesef. Because chuppah does allow the woman to be with the husband. So for sure it should be good for kedushin. So Gemara says, no. Kesef has an advantage that chuppah doesn't. It can redeem Hegdish. Chuppah doesn't. So maybe Kesef is better than Chuppah. Okay? So Gemara says, okay, you know what? Let's do it from Kesef and Bia together. Kesef and Bia have a quality, they're good for Kedushin, even though the man cannot live with his wife, and yet they're good for Kedushin. So Chuppah, that allows the husband to be with the wife, for sure it should be good for Kedushin. So Gemara says, no. There's something Kesef and Bia has, that chuppah doesn't have. That what? You have ana. There's enjoyment. So Gemara says, okay, you know what? Shtar will take care of that problem. Okay? Shtar doesn't have benefit. No ana. Right? You cannot be paid a hegdish. Yet, it's good for kedushim. So chuppah for sure should. So Gemara says, 1 minute though, but there's a problem with shtar. Shtar is stronger than chuppah. Why is shtar stronger than chuppah? You can use a document, a shtar, to give a get. Chuppah is not good for a get. So shtar is better than chuppah. Okay? So Mar says, you know what we're going to do now? Okay. We're going to take kesef, shtar, and bia together. And say that if kesef, shtar, and bia that do not allow the husband to live with the wife, right? They can't live together. It's only kedushin. Yet, it's good for kedushin. Chuppah that does allow the husband and wife to live together, for sure it should be good for kedushin. If kesef and shtar and bia are good only for kedushin, but do not allow the man and wife to live together, right? But they're good for kedushin. Chuppah that's stronger because it even allows the husband and wife to be together, for sure it's good for kedushin.
No.
Yeah. Take the din of kesef, right. Shtar, and bia. Okay. These three dinim are good for kedushin.
Right.
Any one of them, or
each one? Each one separately is good for kedushin. Right. Okay. Now, yet each one of these are not so strong. Why? Because they don't allow you to live with her.
They just said bia.
Bia again. When bia was done for kedushin, There was a one-time bia l'shem kedushin, and that's it. They cannot be together anymore. They cannot. No, chuppah is a yichud. No, chuppah means a yichud. After they're married, now they can be together. Now can they live together? What does chuppah accomplish? Nisuin, marriage, accomplishes that the husband and wife can now be together.
Right, I thought you were talking about chuppah for
kedushin. Oh, so Rav Huna says, if kesef is good for kedushin, and shtar is good for kedushin, and bia is good for kedushin, even though they do not allow a man and woman to be together, so they have this weakness, so chuppah, that does allow the husband and wife to be together, for sure it should be good for kedushin. If it sure should be good for kedushin.
Because it accomplishes more.
Accomplishes more than kesef, shtar, and bia. Now they're able to live together. So for sure, chuppah should be good for kedushin. What?
Yeah. Chuppah could accomplish that it could be together, but only after the words kesef, shtar, and bia.
No, the Gemara wants, Rav Huna wants
does,
to say,
does chuppah with the blood, the other two, does not come after?
Rav Huna wants to say that chuppah should be just like another kedushin. The Mishnah says there's three ways of kedushin. Rav Huna says it should be four.
Why did you say before that Bia and Kesef have more of a clout than Kedushin?
Not than Chuppah.
Than Shtar. No, because they have the pleasure. What does pleasure have to mean?
maybe that's what kedushin is, a woman wanting to be accepted to the husband, to be forbidden for the world. Maybe it's dependent on pleasure. They have something that the other doesn't have. Now the Gemara is going to ask, we find something that Ketz of Shtar and Bia have together that Chuppah doesn't have. So Gemara asks now, I didn't say it inside. Kesef via yichichu, v'chazer adin, the kavachim, it goes back and forth. Le'ri'i kezeh kereizah, the nature of one is like the nature of the next. V'le'ri'i kezeh kereizah, the nature of one is not like the other. Hatzad ha'shava shebehen, what's the common denominator between kesef, shtar, and bia? That there are kinyan, ba'alma, there are things that you can acquire. V'kain and kain, and they're good by kedushin. So af ani achi avi chupa. I will include chupa shekain about majosik in other places. It acquires that the husband and wife can live together. So the kain can therefore it should acquire for kedushin also. This is what Rav Muna said. Okay, so Gemara asks, no. There's something unique about kesef shtar and bia that the chupa doesn't have. What is that? So Gemara says, malat ad shavah shebehen shekain yeshin bal korch. Each one of these three, you could do against the will.
Against the
will. One second. Money. So Rashi explains. What is the money? You could buy a slave against her will. Right? The father can sell the slave against the will. See, money works against a person's will.
Could work.
Shtar, a get. Biblically, you can give against the will. Right? Bia works by Yibum, even if she doesn't want. Right? So, L'cha'eda, but Chuppah, you can never schlep a woman to do Chuppah against her will. So, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, maybe, are better than Chuppah. And maybe that's why they're good for Kedushin. But how do you know Chuppah is good for Kedushin? Because there's a certain uniqueness that Kesef, Shtar, and Bia have in acquiring things that you could do it against the person's will that Chuppah doesn't have.
The fact that it's against the person's will is a plus?
It's a stronger kinyan. What's stronger? If I can force you to do something or I can't force you to do something?
And it's
Chav. And the Kesef is Chav.
Even if it's Balko.
Right. So the Gemara said like this. Rav Huna, so how does Rav Huna answer this? He says like this, Kesef mia be'ishus le'alkesh kecham b'alkocha. Granted, you could buy a slave without the knowledge, but by marital laws, money is never against the will. You cannot acquire a woman for kedushin against the will. So you tell me that money is against the will, not by marriage. By marriage, it's never against the will. So therefore, if Kesef, Shtar, and Bia are good for kedushin, Chuppah for sure is good for Kedush. That's what Rav Huna holds.
But the money that the father receives for giving his minor daughter
is willingly.
Is willingly? It's against her will? She doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, but Rashi explains, even against the will you could sell as a maidservant.
Right.
So you see, by a woman, money could be used against her. Against the will.
So I understand, but what is Rabbi Huna's response to that?
By marital laws, there's no against the will. That's why selling her as a slave.
Right, but don't we have the law that the master or his son can marry?
That's afterwards.
I was just wondering, but
that's against her will? That's not against her will.
But that's a new thing.
It's the same money. Used as
the correct. But Lepel, in fact, Tosis over here asked the question, L'chayda, so father can marry off his daughter against her will too? So he says, but for the father, he accepts the money willingly. Okay? Or, what I don't understand is, so by Alma Yivri, also the father wants. What's the difference between, I don't know.
But it's not her will. How could his will be sufficient?
Because she's a minor. Minors have no opinion. Contrary to today's world, minors have no opinion of their own, according to Torah.
It's just if Kedushin is so powerful that it allows, why do you need the other three?
What are the three?
If chupa is powerful enough, they could live together.
You can't do the same. So why can't you say bia is kedushin and nisuin together? It's not. There has to be two separate acts. There's kedushin, and there's nisuin.
Nisuin is
chupa. Nisuin is chupa.
If nisuin accomplishes everything,
but it can't. No. Can one bia do both?
Can
bia do kedushin and nisuin together?
No. But
why?
Because it's not powerful.
What do you mean powerful enough? What do you think chupa is all about?
No, we said bia is enough only to be together once. To be
right. So I'm saying because for nisuin, I'm saying why can't it be enough for both things together? Because each one needs a separate act. According to Rav Huna, that chuppah is good, you need two chuppahs, not one. You need chuppah for kedushin, and a year later, and the time of the Gemara, you need another chuppah for marriage. You can't have one chuppah and kill two birds with one stone.
If you just did chuppah.
No, it's nothing. According to Rav Huna, it's good kedushin.
If a couple come and live together, is not considered a marriage? If they accept each other's.
No.
If she accepts as.
No.
She still needs a get, but she's not married.
No, well, it depends if they did a marriage or not.
I don't understand why.
Boyfriend, girlfriend living together don't need a get.
I know, but if.
Boyfriend, girlfriend living together don't need a get?
Boyfriend also don't need a get.
How about girlfriend, girlfriend?
Also.
A man comes to a woman and says, I'll betroth you.
No. We're talking about Stam living together, boyfriend and girlfriend. And not his husband and wife.
One second. I thought that if boyfriend and girl are living together.
If so they're living together as a married couple.
No, if they need a get, if they haven't
been
married. No. Well, I thought that was the reason.
That's only if they had a civil marriage or a non kosher marriage, but they had some type of marriage. Or they signed the documents, Mr. and Mrs. But a boyfriend and girlfriend living together, they're not a married couple.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I thought I remember that. It, because of appearance, that it looks like they're married. So they're
only if they're going around as a married couple. But if they're not going around as a married couple, they're not saying we're married.
Oh.
Yeah. Right, there's no mara sign from that because they're boyfriend girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah,
I thought it was just that they're living though together, even if they're not going around.
No. Okay, Amir Avinav says like this. So the bottom line is, Rav Huna now has. According to his opinion, chuppah is good for kedushin. Okay, that's what he says. So Rava says, I have two problems with that. Number one, our Mishnah says a woman is acquired three ways. According to you, it's four. Right? Our Mishnah says, Isha niknas b'shalish drachim, kasev, shtar, and bia. So you're coming along with a fourth? Where do you get a fourth if the Mishnah says three? So obviously our Mishnah holds, chuppah is not good. Shteichuv is bedavim. Chada, one is the shalish tenan v'dav leitenan. Our Mishnah says three, not four. So how can you make a fourth? And then v'aid, and you mentioned this before. V'aid klum chupa gemeres ayde kedushin. Chupa alone is worthless. What was the whole kavochemer? The whole kavochemer is if chupa can finish, for sure it could start. Right? Kesef can only start. Shtar can only start it. Bia can only start it. And they can't finish it. So chuppah, which finishes it, for sure it starts. So Rava says, 1 minute. Chuppah is only good if you have a kedushin. If there's no kedushin, chuppah is worthless. So what are you telling me? Chuppah is so powerful that it can end. Chuppah can't end anything if there was no kedushin. He says, Klum chuppah gemeres. Elayde kedushin, right? So therefore, he says, "What do you want to learn out? Chupa shulay ayde kedushin. You want to learn out chupa without a kedushin. It means a chupa should be a kedushin. You want to learn out from a chupa that follows kedushin. How can you do this? In other words, Rava says a very simple thing: the power that you say chupa has is only chupa that follows a kedushin." Chuppah itself, without a kedushin, is worthless. So how can you learn out that chuppah is good for kedushin because chuppah is so powerful? Chuppah is not powerful. Chuppah is only powerful if you have a kedushin first. But if there's no kedushin first, what's chuppah? Chuppah is nothing.
Can I ask some
What?
Marriage ceremony 101. Why do you need to suppress two different periods? Why do you need all three, first of all?
You don't need all three. Either one of the three.
But we...
No, we don't. We don't do all three. We do one. We do Kesef.
So why do you need one of those three, and then a second stage? Was this a...
Kedushin forbids the woman for the world. We gave this introduction when we started. Kedushin forbids the woman to the world, but she cannot get married. She cannot live with the guy. In the time of the Gemara, there was a 12-month span between Kedushin and marriage. Now we all do it together under the chuppah. Okay? We do Kedushin, and then we do the Seva Brachas, which are the Nesuin. The reason why we read the Ksuba under the chuppah is just to make a break between part one and part two. Wow. There's no other reason to read the chuppah, the Ksuba. The Ksuba is a financial obligation from the husband to the wife, has no publicity at all involved in it. Why do we read the Ksuba? To break between part one, which is Kedushin, Areat Mekadeshesli, with the two brachas before, and Nisuin. In the time of the Gemara, for a psula was 12 months apart.
What's the thing you sign in the cheder?
It's called the ksuba. It's not
tonight.
Tonight, ksuba has nothing to do. Term b'chal, nothing. But the
second thing we do that night.
What?
First you sign the ksuba. That's first thing, and then kesef under the
chuppah. You could do it under the chuppah too. You can sign the ksuba. What's the big deal? It's the ksuba is a financial obligation that a man has to his wife. It has nothing to do with the marriage.
What if you have enough money?
Huh?
Why we haven't got any money?
So the Mishnah says in the fifth parak of Ksubis that you can bind yourself to Ksuba even if you don't have any money. And there's a tesis over there with a Tzemach Tzedek, I can remember from my yeshiva days, that says that because the shibud, the binding, there's no money in the world yet, how can you sell or bind something that's not in the world yet? Right? So the answer is, the bond is on the body. The body exists. The bond is that I bind myself to pay you the money. I exist. So therefore I can bind.
It's an IOU.
It's an IOU, even though you don't have any money. It's a legal document, because the IOU is on me.
So if
and I exist.
Has to pay the ksuba and doesn't have the money, he becomes a slave?
He was a slave.
Return to slavery too.
To slavery 101, 102.
This 1 year
period. Yeah.
You have to be separated.
Yeah.
It's not that's the old days.
No, it's partially practical.
Practice,
no, because like we said, they didn't have caterers.
No,
they didn't have bridal shops. They needed Pasha to get ready, to sew the clothing, to get ready, make the food. So they gave up
psula. Yeah, make the food.
You had to find Chabad Shechita. It wasn't so easy.
Otherwise, they would do the same thing we do here.
Yeah. The fact that we do it today, is then you could. It's Midah Chachamim. The Mishnah says, Nesan Psula Shnei Masa Chedesh. So the Gemara explains why. Because he pushed need time to get ready. And the reason for that is as follows. When a husband and wife are married, he's obligated to support her. Okay?
Right.
Before the chuppah, he's not obligated to support her. So when he does kedushin, in the time of the Gemara, right? Aleph Adar, he gives a kedushin. A year later, Aleph Adar, there's no leap year, they get married. That year, he's not obligated to support her. Right? What happens if Aleph Adar the next year comes, when the wedding date was supposed to happen, and the guy says, you know, I'm not ready yet. Bezin says, guess what, boy? You have to support your wife. You're not married yet. But from now on, you have an obligation to support her.
What happens if she doesn't want to marry this guy within that year?
They need a get.
Oh, okay.
Because they're Kedushin. And she cannot marry a Kohen.
What
about
2 hours?
They said it's 12 months. Not a year, 12 months. What?
We were discussing that by the many Persians have the custom of throwing big engagement parties, which is as big as the weddings.
That's right.
And they exchange rings, even though they do not say Hare Admir Vodesha Shul. That's not considered tradition, right?
No. But as the Chabadniks know, the Rebbe was against, for this reason, by the way, the Rebbe was against giving an expensive engagement ring until after the chuppah. Like in Chabad, the custom is the girl doesn't get an engagement ring after an engagement.
Oh, good. Maybe I'll bring
a and the yichud room, in the yichud room after the chuppah, that's when the chassan gives the kala the engagement ring. What's called the diamond ring, the engagement, huh? Because if you're doing it, and in fact, the Gemara is going to talk later. We're going to see if we get there. The Gemara talks about what you say at the time of Kedushin, what you don't say. You know, if a guy makes a big engagement party, therefore, in many circles, even if they give presents, it's not a chosin to the kala. It's the parents right. to the kala and the parents to the chosin. Right. They don't want any shyness of Kedushin. Because as the Gemara is going to say, if they're talking about getting married, and all of a sudden a guy says, here, marry me, you know, maybe it's Kedushin.
Right, you're right, but the ring itself, you know, the couples get for each other. The boy gets for the girl and the girl gets for the ring itself.
The ring itself. I know, so not everybody is excited about it. The pearl, officially, it's not done the same Kedushin, it's done the same gifts. And
so it's okay technically.
Yeah, the world does it.
It's not just Persians.
The big parties, yeah.
But the ring is
okay, Amalei Abayim. So Rav said like this. I have two problems with you, Rav Huna. Number one, you tell me chuppah is kind of fine. The problem is our Mishnah says three and you're making a fourth. And secondly, chuppah itself is worthless without Kedushin. So how can you say chuppah is good? Amalei Abayim said to Rav like this. I'm answering both questions. This that you would say that our Mishnah sells only three and not four. How could Ravuna make a fourth? He says, I'll tell you why. Because really there's four. Why does the Mishnah say three? Because these three are clearly in the Torah. Chuppah is only learned from a Kal Vachomer. So the Mishnah mentions the three. Really there's four. Why does the Mishnah say three? He says, Tana milsed ksiva behedi ktani. Milsed like ksiva behedi like ktani. What's written clearly, the Tana says. What's not written clearly, the Tana doesn't say. But really, this for.
Am I in the wrong place? It's for Kabbalah.
Oh no, they got the wrong place. Down the block, two blocks.
Two blocks this way.
Down foothill.
It's on foothill though, right?
Yeah, two blocks the other side of the street.
Okay.
You got the right place, but not the Kabbalah place.
So they're teaching Kabbalah for them?
Do me a favor. Or the Ka'amet. And this that you asked the second question. Trust me, this is much Kabbalah that they're teaching. Ka'amet, klum chuppah gemeres. Aire akur kedushin. And this is the second question that you asked.
Yes.
The chuppah, what do you tell me? Chuppah is powerful? Chuppah is powerful only after kedushin. He says, Ravuna nami ocha kamer. Ravuna also says that. And what does Ravuna say? He says like this, Ma kesev sheina gemer achi kesev, just like money is not valid after money, meaning, if you do kedusha with money, and you give money again, is that good for chuppah? No. Can they now live together? No. Right? But, yet, kaina it's good for kedushin, chuppah she gemeres achi kesev. So Abai explains the Kal Vachomer a little bit differently. And Abai says like this, you know why chuppah is better than money? Because money after money is worthless. If you give money for Kedushin, and again give money, it doesn't allow you to live together. Chuppah that allows you to live together after money is stronger than money. Because the second money doesn't allow you to live together. But chuppah after money does. So chuppah is stronger than kesef.
Right. So chuppah must be the final act.
Right.
Chuppah must be the final act.
And therefore, the Huna holds, chuppah could even be valid as the first kedushin.
You could say it the opposite way also. You could say it.
But.
Wait.
It's dumb. I mean, but if you have two chuppahs, the first one is. And the second
according to Rav Huna, you have two chuppahs. Rav Huna is not saying you have to do chuppah. You could do kesef, or shtar, or beer, or chuppah. But according to Rav Huna, if you use chuppah as kedushin, you need a second chuppah.
So if you have two chuppahs, he says you're fine.
Good. Yeah, that's what Rav Huna holds.
Yeah, but didn't you just say that? Did you say that one rabbi says just chuppah alone is okay?
As kedushin. So according to him, you would need two chuppahs, one for kedushin.
Oh.
And just like if you do it with beer, you need one beer before and then chuppah later. So the same thing here. Okay.
But you still didn't get vladimim by chuppah in the Suyin time.
Yichud.
Okay, that's
it's not our
chuppah that
they're
doing
nowadays.
Well, the
Sfardim
do.
Oh, right.
Okay. Sfardim wrapped the talis around them. That's the yichud.
Ah, okay.
By Ashkenazim, we do it after the chuppah, they go to yichud right away.
But what's the difference between this yichud and a bia that they could have had before?
Again, it's two different things. One is kedushin, and one is nisuin. They're two acts. He can't do both
one
things
is
together.
Hashem kedushin, that's what
I'm one is to forbid her for the world, and one is allow you to live with her.
Now, can you have one bia before and one bia after I make it? And that's it for
him? Sounds like
that. Yeah, now come to the Gemara later. Okay, Tan Rabban, Rabban Unut. This is a very simple Gemara. Because of Ketzet. How do you do Kedusha with money? What's
so that was the conclusion, Rav Huna, as Muhammad stands?
According to Rav Huna. I mean, everybody else argues on him. Okay, tell the Rabbanan, Keter B'Kesef. How do you do Kedusha with money? Very practical. How, what's the procedure? He says, Nasan L'Kesef, he gives her money, or Shava Kesef, worth money, like he said, in Pluto or Din or whatever, B'Sham B'Silu. V'Amalan, he says to her like this. Either he says, Ara'at Mekadeshesli, you're betrothed to me. Or he says, Eirat Moresesli, you're betrothed to me. These are all different expressions of Edison and Kedushin. Hare'at Lili Intu, you should be my wife. If he does it in front of two witnesses, Harezim Mekadeshes. It's a good Kedushin. What happens though? Avalhi Shinnasna. What happens? He the Braisa says, he gives her the money and says, you become my wife, right? Then it's good. What happens if she gave the money? She gives the money to the man. Aval he shna nasna, va'amra he, and she says to him, Hareini mukadeshes loch, I am a kadeshes to you. Hareini mukadeshes loch, I am also betrothed to you. Hareini lochal into, I'm your wife. Ain't a mukadeshes, it's worthless. Why?
Because money is made to acquire.
Yeah, but why can't she say, I'm being acquired by you?
Right, but if she says, I'm being acquired by you and gives him...
That's no good. Yeah. Why? Because the Gemara says, the husband needs to be the active
acquirer.
Yeah. Okay, he needs to take the active role. He has to say, I'm giving you the money, Ariat Mukadashasli. He has to be the active. Maskev, 1 second. Maskev, Lord Papa. So the Papa asks a question. Timer, then why do we... So what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says like this. The Braisimi. He gives and he says, it's good. If she gives and she says, it's no good. Now what happens if he gives and she says, or she gives and he says? Now, the Papa is going to ask you a question. The Braisa contradicts itself. Because the Braisa says like this. This is the way the Gemara works. The Braisa says, he gives, he says, it's good. Which means, if he gives and she says,
no good.
The second part of the Braisa says, she gives and she says is no good. Right. Which means, if she gives and he says, it is good.
Is it?
Not necessarily.
Yeah, because that's the way Braisas work.
Mishnah didn't say only one of
the way, that's what he said, that's the way the Gemara works. When a Mishnah says, he gives and he says, that means only if he gives and he says it's good. But if she does one of the two, then it's no good.
Right.
The second half says, if she says and she gives, it's no good. Which means, if she does one and he does one, it is good. So the Brashit contradicts itself. Maskul, Rapapa asks a question. Time at the Nasan Huvamar, why does the beginning of the Brashit say it's good? Because he gives and he says, right? What happens if only one of the two happen? Hanasan hu va'amrahi. But if he gives and she says, it's no good. Ainu mekudeshes. Aim a sefer. Look at the end of the brayse. Aval he shenasna loy va'amra he. If she gives and she says, then it's no good. Which means if she gives and he says, then it is good. But the first step says the opposite. Loy ava kedusha. Time of the reason is dinasna he va'amra he, because she did both. Hanasan hu va'amra he. What happens if he gave and she said? Right? One each. Have a kedushin. So it's a contradiction. So my answer is Reisha Dafka Sefer Kli Nazbe. No. The reality of the Braisa is he has to do both. He has to do both, and if she does one, it's no good. Either Sefer implies, the envy implies that only when she does both it's no good, but if she does one it's good. Sefer Kli Nazbe, it's only incidental. Incidental means that the Gemara is just using the same expression as the first half in reverse, but it doesn't mean to say one of the two is good. In other words, the Braisa was said like this. He has to give and he has to say. And it must be him doing both. Then the Braisa just uses the same language in reverse. But if she says and she gives, it's no good. But the truth of the matter is, even if she did one and he did one, it's also no good.
Either way
is no good.
So if the Gemara just put Aleph Vav Oy between the two acts, it would have been clear. If she did this or that.
No, he has to do both.
I'm saying. If she did
but again, so the Gemara says, but Tana Sefer Milsa de Sassel Reisha. What do you mean it's incidental? You're telling me that but it's a contradiction. Because the second half says, if she did both, it's no good. Which means, if he did one, it is good. So Gemara says, Al-Hachi Kamen, this is what it means. Nothing who, va'amar he, who, if he gives and he says, she to da'ava kedushin, for sure it's good. Right? He has to give and because he does everything. Nothing who, va'amar he, what happens though, if he gave and she said, nas is considered, k'mishin nas nahi va'amar he, as if she did both, v'le ha'ava kedushin, it's no good.
She has got to do both.
He has to do both. There's one time he said later in the Gemara, when the Gemara says if she gives the money is good, if he's a very prominent guy and she gets enjoyment from the fact that he accepted her gift. And then the Kedushin has to be done with the money of the pleasure that she got that he gave her by accepting her gift.
So that's legitimate.
But that's...
Yeah.
That's not a monetary pleasure or a deal pleasure.
Doesn't matter, it's still pleasure. Any pleasure. Any pleasure is worth money.
People
pay money to watch a sport game. Mm-hmm. People do money to see two Schwarzes killing each other in the wrestling or boxing. Yeah.
Good. I like
people pay money for that. People pay money to go see a bunch of Mishgoyim bang on drums. Okay, so there's pleasure. No, but now the Gemara is going to answer a different answer, which is complete, not different, but it's a different din. The Gemara now says he must do both. And if she does one of the two, it's completely invalid. Not even a doubt. It's just no good. He buy same, or else he can answer like this. Nasan hu va'amar hu. If he gives and he says, mekudashes, it's good. Nasna hi va'amra hi. If she gave and she said, ene mekudashes. Okay? It's no good. What happens, nasan hu va'amar hi? What happens if he gave the money but she said, I'm mekudashes to you? Sveiki hi. It's a doubt. And therefore it's a doubtful kedushin. Midrabanan, she would need a get. Because it becomes a doubtful kedushin. Because we don't know if it's good or not. So Drani brings out the bottom. Drani asks a very simple question. A married woman is a biblical doubt. What do you mean it's a doubt? If it's a doubt, if the kedushin is valid, right? It's not a rabbinic doubt. It's a biblical doubt. Is she an Ashes? Is she not? Right? But the Gemara says, Safik Mekudashis.
In what situation? I'm
sorry. Any case.
Okay.
This, and the second answer to the Gemara is, if he gives the money, and she says that mikdash yasli, it's a rabbinic doubt. That's what Gemara says. Seikim drabanan. Yeah? Midrabanan cheshin the kedushin. So the Rana asks, why is it a rabbinic doubt? If it's a doubt for kedushin, the woman is a biblical doubt. Is she mikdash yasli or not? Does she need a get or not?
Can I ask you?
1 second. So Rana, says, first of all, the Ran says, in many Gemaras, it didn't say rabbinic doubt. It just says, cheshish in the Kedushin. Not rabbinic. He says, it's biblical. Then he answers a different answer. And this is a remarkable concept, which not everybody agrees with. The Ran says, when there's a doubt, you go stricter. Okay? But not unless if there's a chazaka, an establishment that would answer the doubt.
If there is such a thing, then there is no doubt.
If the doubt is stricter, if it's biblical or rabbinic or just biblical?
No, biblical doubts, you go strict to minatera. But the Ran says like this. We don't know if this woman is mukadashis or not. Okay? You know, I'll give you an example. You're wearing a watch. You're wearing a watch. I come to you and say, hey, you know, that's my watch. I come to you and say, you stole my watch. Right? What did Bezdin say? You're wearing it. It's yours. I have to prove that it's mine. Why is it yours? Because there's an establishment. Chazaka. If you possess it, it's yours. Right? Now, this woman, before the Kedushin, is single. What's her chazaka? Her chazaka is she's not married. Now comes a doubt, is she married or not? Right? So what do you do in a doubt? You rely on the chazaka. What's the chazaka? That she's not married. Because until now she wasn't married. So min ha-teira that I'm right, it wouldn't be a doubt for Kedushin.
Oh. So you have to prove that she's married.
You'd have to prove she's married. But until now, she has a chazaka that she's not married. Right? I'll give you another example. A married woman, that we know is married, comes to the scene, hey, I'm not married anymore. Yeah? You don't believe her. She has to prove it.
Surely,
why don't you believe her? Because until now, you were established as a married woman. You have a chazaka that you're married. Break it. You have to prove that you're not married. You have to show a get. Show a death certificate. You have a chazaka. Okay? I'll give you another example. In the laws of Nida, when a woman goes to the mikveh, because she was a chazaka that she's impure, right? Ideally, she says, or if the husband knows, she went to the mikveh. But she has to tell, if the husband doesn't know, she has to tell the husband, I'm pure now. Why? Because she had a chazaka being impure. Right? Now you want to change the chazaka, you have to prove it. So the Ran says, over here, what's the doubt? Is it a kedushin or not? He gave the money, she said, I'm a kedushin to you. Right? So that's a doubt. So the Ran says, you go contra chazaka. The chachamim came along because it's eish yesish and it's so strict. You would need to do a get. But by the way, this can get very complicated. In this case of the Gemara, I'll tell you why. If it's a doubtful kedushin, okay, it's a doubtful kedushin, and then the woman accepted kedushin from a different man.
Afterwards?
Afterwards.
Right.
Now, if she's for sure married to me, but she accepts, it's worthless. You can't come over to a married woman, give her a ring, and say, I'm kedushinly. Right? After Kedushin, you can't do another guy can't come and do Kedushin to her. Right? But, so, in this case, let's say, suffer Kedushin. Because he gave the money, she said. So it's a doubt, the Gemara says, right? So now the problem is like this. If a woman goes and accepts to get a Kedushin from another guy, what's the din?
If he did it properly, it's probably...
Well, it depends who you hold by.
The second one is...
If it's a doubt, I'm saying.
I'm saying it's a doubt. If you hold by this...
If the Gemara says it's a doubt, what's the halacha?
It's a doubt. If it's a chazaka, you go by the chazaka. She's not married. So the second one is good.
So you need a get?
No, you need a get for the first one, the second one is not.
But if you get a get,
the chacham, the rabbi,
they can't get married again if he's a kohen.
No, okay, let's leave the kohen out of the picture.
For the first one, you need a get, the second one is not.
Maybe the second one can give a get and she can marry the first guy.
If the first one is a doubt, it has to be resolved first. And until
but if it's a doubt, the second guy is also a doubt.
Why? The second guy did it right, I thought. Maybe.
No, but if the Kedushin is valid to the first one,
right,
his Kedushin is worthless.
Oh, I see.
But according to this rabbi, then it remains.
No, because the Gemara says it's still...
You have to prove it?
I'm saying let's leave this thing out. If it's a biblical doubt on the Kedushin, you have a very big problem sometimes. Because now she's doubtful Mekudeshes to the first guy, automatically doubtful Mekudeshes to the second guy, okay? So, to marry a third guy, this woman must be very active, to marry a third guy, she's going to need two gittin. Because there's a doubt on each one. Right? If she wants to marry two, number two, she gets a get from one. If she wants to marry one, she gets a get from two. Obviously no kohen anymore.
That's according to that.
No, I'm saying anytime there's a doubtful kedushin.
Right.
So, because I'm saying, what's the question is, if it's a doubtful kedushin, big deal, do it again. Big deal, do it again. It's not so simple, do it again. Because if the woman, meanwhile, accepted kedushin from somebody else, you're talking about a bunch of gittin over here. Okay, there are times, even today by chuppis, yeah, sometimes they didn't realize a witness is a relative, whatever, you know. So a lot of times they just read quickly, quietly, redo the kedushin. Because hopefully, the wife, the bride, didn't go accept kedushin from somebody else. Mm-hmm.
Two quick questions.
What happens if you find out you come to a chuppah, you did kedushin, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Then you find out one of the witnesses are not kosher.
Oh, okay.
So what do you do nowadays? You redo the kedushin with two kosher witnesses.
That time, right there.
Well, you don't do it publicly.
Afterwards.
Quietly in a room with two witnesses.
Rabbi, two quick questions. If he gives her the money and she says, okay, now I'm introduced to you. Right, I hear, wait.
Well, one answer to the question is no good, and the second one says it's a doubt.
I hear, the question is, what if after he gives her the money and she says, okay, now I'm introduced to you, and he says yes? Does that make any difference?
No.
Okay,
no.
So, and he's quiet, he's accepting it. No?
The reason why that's no good, because you can't give a woman money. Let's say the man does both. Yeah? You can't give her the money and 10 minutes later say, oh, by the way, guess what? That was kedushin.
No, she's saying right away, now I'm kedushin.
Doesn't matter. Once he gave her the money, it's over. He didn't say anything.
So he's got to say it immediately.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you know at the wedding, and chuppah, when you sign the ketubah, the witnesses are... Wouldn't she know if the witnesses are kosher?
That's nothing to do with the witness.
Sometimes their family, they was misinformed.
If a woman is religious, wouldn't she know who's kosher and who's not? And the family,
religious people don't know a lot of things.
I'm talking to you. The girl who's religious, the family's not. She would know who's kosher and who's kosher.
How does she know?
Because she knows her family.
Maybe there was a distant relative she thought was good.
What makes it unkosher?
Mechlau?
Oh,
not Shem Shabbos.
Relatives.
Yeah, but even relatives is chatchila b'diavad.
Two witnesses are.
Like second cousins b'diavad are kosher witnesses. But chatchila, you don't use them.
How about your aunt's husband?
No, it's called an uncle.
Yeah, but if it's not called Shabbos, there's no...
No, I'm talking even Moshe Rabbeinu.
Huh?
He's as religious as Moshe Rabbeinu.
So what happens in that case? The Kedushin becomes effective after...
It is a relative.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
It can't be a witness. Oh. Well,
it doesn't go back
retroactively. A relative can't be...
Oh.
No. I'm just wondering, if the woman lends the money to the man, gives as a gift.
Get davov. Kaddish b'mulva einu mekudeshes.
I'm curious about something.
What?
So if a witness is a kosher witness, but then later fries out and he's no longer Shomer Shabbos, is that actually
right? No. If at the time he was
kosher.
The Gemara says
Shomer Shabbos. And then later...
I tell you a different thing. What happens, you have a chuppah, okay, and you bring a bacher, a close friend, okay, he's one of your witnesses.
Right.
Single bacher.
Right.
100% good chuppah, right? 5 months later, he becomes your brother-in-law.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Well, does it retroactively make it no good?
No.
No? When he did it, he wasn't a relative. And halacha says even more. If a guy was not a relative, became a relative, and again, not a relative. It's divorced, whatever. Not a relative anymore. Even though in the middle, he wasn't kosher, but at the beginning and the end he was kosher, then anything you did at the beginning or the end is kosher, even though in the middle he was a relative.
So 1 second. Let's say you think you have two guys who are kosher, and then you find out, after 5 years into your marriage, you find out one of them actually was...
a relative.
No, he wasn't in kosher. You know, maybe so he found that he wasn't Jewish.
You redo the Kedushin.
You have to redo the Kedushin.
Sure. Yeah,
okay. Then you find are they living in sin?
1 second. Do you know that this, you know how common this is today?
I'm sure it is.
People are not religious. They had a conservative wedding or a reform wedding. Correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, the witnesses are not Shema Shabbos. They use, by the reform, they use brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles. I mean, mamish, women and men. Okay? It's mamish and a kosher wedding. Okay? Then they become bali tshuvas. Mm-hmm. Now they're from, what do you do? You technically don't have to redo the whole chuppah. You redo the kedusha, redo the ksuba.
If the children, or if the father is a kohen, are the children chalim?
If what?
If the father is a kohen.
In which case?
The reform rabbi.
No, why? Right. Why?
Because it wasn't a proper marriage.
So, if a kohen lives with a girl, she's not a Yiddish girl that he can marry. The kid's not a cholo. A cholo is only when a kohen is married to a girl, he's not allowed to marry. If a kohen marries a divorcee, whatever. I'm a Shmuel said. The Kedushin, the Gemara is going to repeat a little bit, but Shmuel's elaborating on it. Shmuel says like this. Nasan lakasev shavakasev. A man gives a woman either money or equal money. But Amalani says to her like this: Hadeat mukadeshes, hadeat mureses, hadeatli into hadeizim mukadeshes. And the Gemara is going to say, what Shmuel chiddush over here? Because the guy didn't say li. Oh. He says hadeat mukadeshes. So the Gemara is going to say, what do you mean? Maybe hadeat mukadeshes to Yankel. How do you know to me? But Shmuel says hadeizim mukadeshes. It's good. Harayni Ishech, what happens if he says the following? I am your spouse. Arleini Baalech, I am your husband. Harayni Arusach, I am your Arus. Ein kam beismichush. It's not even a thought of Kedushin.
Wait a minute, there's a contradiction.
Why?
Well, you said the man himself has to say Harayat Mekudeshes. So if he's doing it for someone else, it would be no good anyway.
But it's a shliach.
You can do that?
Sure, a whole second parak of Kedushin. By the way, there's a story in the Chumash about that. Eliezer did the shidduch for Yitzchak.
Okay, so it's just that the woman can't do one and he can do, but right. Someone else can.
All right,
interesting.
Eliezer did
the Gedushin, the same thing is by Gedushin. Nas-in-law, if he gives it the get, and he says to her, Hareyat Mushlachas, you're sent away from here. Hareyat Magrash, you're divorced. Hareyat Mutaris Chodum, now you're permitted to any man. These are all expressions of divorce. Then she's divorced. What happens is the guy says, I'm not your husband anymore. He gives her a get, and he says, I'm not your husband anymore. Or he says, I'm not your baal, or I'm not your otis, it's not even a rumor. It's not even a doubt that it's invalid. Shmuel says very clear, you need to be clear by Kedushin that you're acquiring her. She is betrothed to you, and not you to him. To her, I mean. If there's any meaning that says that I'm betrothed to my wife, meaning I'm your husband, not that you're my wife, I am your husband, it's worthless. So the Gemara asks,
What happened to Kedas Moshe
Yisrael? Why do we say it?
Why doesn't the Gemara mention
it? Because that was added much later. Because the Gemara has a rule called a Mekadish Adaita Drabbanim Mekadish, certain times that the Chachamim retroactively nullify a Kedushin. We're going to see later cases in the Gemara, much later now. Where there's actually the Chachamim invalidate the wedding to begin with. Even though biblically it's a good marriage.
They can invalidate the marriage to begin with?
I'll give you a very simple example. A very practical, not practical. Erev Pesach, to make the times easy. 12 o'clock Erev Pesach, no, just preface it one time. If a guy comes over to a woman on Pesach and gives her a loaf of bread, says, Harat Mukadashasli, Belof, Zu, Zeh, Zu, whatever it is, Kadas Meshavi Yisrael. Okay? Belechem Zu, Kadas Meshavi Yisrael. The din is not Mukadashas. Why? Chametz and Pesach is forbidden by Noah. You can't benefit from it. Yeah. Therefore, it's worthless, valueless, yeah. Valueless, yeah. And therefore you didn't give her anything. You have to give her kesef, or shava kesef. This is not kesef. It's aser bana, it's nothing. Now we know, min ha-teira, the Gemara learns out, the Gemara learned out in Pesachim, that 12 o'clock, chatzos, it's called 12 o'clock, chametz is biblically forbidden. Mm-hmm. Okay? That means if 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the man comes over to the woman with a loaf of bread, it's the same din. It's worthless. Okay. Right? The Chachamim came, they said, we're adding an hour. From 11 to 12, rabbinically, you cannot eat bread. It's aser bana. You cannot benefit from bread, rabbinically. Okay? From 11 to 12, the Chachamim say, we say, it's rabbinically forbidden to benefit from bread.
What's the point of adding that?
Why
add an hour? You already have buffer zone. Time. You already have
buffer zone. No, eating is 2 hours. Eating is 2 hours earlier. I know it's 1 hour earlier. Okay, we're not learning Pesach.
Buffer zone.
Buffer zone.
Oh.
So the question is: So the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, what happens if a man comes over to a woman 11:30 at a Pesach with a loaf of bread and says, "Areat mukadashesli, belechem zu." Kedas Meshav Yisrael. 11:30. Now, biblically, she's married. Because Min HaTorah, it's only Aser Bana at 12. 11:30, it's still valuable. The Chachamim say, it's valueless. So the Gemara says, Ein Cheshish in the Kedushin. It's not a Kedushin. So the Gemara asks, what are you talking about? Biblically, she's an Eishes Ish. All of a sudden, the Chachamim say, no. How could they do that? Minatay, she's a married woman. Chenek, adultery, all this stuff. The Gemara asks, how can you say it's ain't a Cheshin L'Kedushin? So the Gemara answers a famous Gemara called a Mekadesh Shadait Drabana Mekadesh. Whoever does Kedushin does it with the intent of the way the Chachamim wanted it to be. And that's why, by the way, under the Chuppah, you don't say Ariat Mekadeshesli. We see Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Because you're doing it based on the way the Chachamim wanted. If the Chachamim say it's no good, then the Torah says it's no good, because I'm saying it based on the way they want it. And if they say it's no good, then the Torah says it's no good. And Tosfos says in the Gemara, that's the reason why we say Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael.
1 second. So you can solve a lot of problems using this thing, can't you? A lot of weddings that are shilas and things like that, you can just go by based on this, can't you? Say that, what are you talking about? It wasn't according to the rabbi.
How do you know? Maybe it was. Maybe it was. Maybe there were two kosher witnesses.
Yeah.
Maybe.
If it was a reform wedding, maybe it was. Maybe
there were two Shemesh Shabbos people. You don't know.